"You can't wear that," Kitten said, topping off her glass of vodka with diet soda and a slice of lime. "We're going to a cocktail party, not a funeral." Maureen glanced down at her black sequin dress. "It'll do. Anyway, we're late. I thought you said you'd be here before 9 p.m. Kitten smiled coyly at Maureen. "Remember, your sister is a newlywed. I have to keep my husband happy, after all." She passed the vodka bottle to Maureen, who added a splash to her own glass. "Speaking of husbands, where is Mario?" Kitten laughed. "He went on up to the penthouse. The party's already in full swing. I told him we'd be there soon. Events like these are work for him, but that doesn't mean the two of us still can't have some fun." Maureen sipped her drink. "He does own the place, and it's very generous of him to let me live here. You know how grateful I am to be staying in a prestigious development like this, rent-free, don't you? It's not forever, though." Mario might be her sister's husband, but Maureen was under no illusions. He was a smart businessman, not running a charitable housing project for a homeless middle-aged divorcee whose husband had left her for his secretary. The hype surrounding the completion of the waterfront palace made it the most desirable place to live on the water in Seattle, and the units were being released slowly to keep the prices high. At some point, Maureen knew she was going to be out on her ear. "Don't worry," Kitten said, dragging her sister by the arm into the bedroom. "We'll find you a man who has plenty of money to look after you." She opened the closet door. "But you're gonna have to make a little more effort. How about this one?" She pulled out a beige silky dress. Maureen shook her head. "Too clingy. I gained a few pounds after the heartbreak diet wore off." Kitten tossed the dress onto the bed and selected several more outfits, the pile of discarded garments getting higher and higher as each one was rejected by Maureen as being either too revealing, too short, or too cheap. "Fine, you win," Kitten said eventually. "That frumpy old thing you're wearing will have to do. By the way, it looks like a black sack with sparkles." Maureen tried to disguise the hurt she felt at Kitten's words, knowing her younger sister didn't mean it. For Kitten, looking good was all about attracting men. Maureen had played the bar scene pickup game numerous times with Kitten after her husband Mac had left her 2 years earlier. And she was tired of it. She was hoping now that Kitten was married, her sister would let it go. As if recognizing the pain in Maureen's eyes, Kitten backtracked. "I'm kidding. I know you like that dress because Mac bought it for you, right?"